Well, another wave of massive corporate layoffs has hit America. Amazon laying off more people. By some estimates, that could reach 30,000 people this year alone. We've got layoffs at either it was Ford or GM out of their EV division. I think it was 1,200 people because their EV concepts didn't work. Yeah, it's probably Ford. Their EVs suck. You've got corporate layoffs across fast food and retail. Many top names are just downsizing. So what's happening? Trump tells us this is the best economy ever. He tells us there's no inflation and that things are actually getting cheaper overall, which is just flatly not true, of course. Now, gas is cheap, and that's the one saving grace in all of this. Cheap. Now, gas is cheap. Fuel is cheap right now, and that's the one saving grace in all of this. But food isn't cheap. Insurance isn't cheap. You know, building a house isn't cheap, etc. Vehicles aren't cheap. So prices continue to rise while the dollar is collapsing in its purchasing power. And this is also reflected in the fact that silver just broke, $96 an ounce, $96. And gold is over $4,900 per ounce as of the time I'm recording this. It could be $5,000 by the time you hear this. You know, it could be $5,000. Silver could be $100. It could happen just like that. And it probably will, you know, within the next few days. We'll see. And that tells you something about the dollar collapsing and the economy imploding. People are losing their jobs. People are being hit by layoffs due to a number of things. Number one, plummeting discretionary income among the population. But also the tariffs. The tariffs are causing supply chain disruptions, product scarcity, and inflation. And there was a recent study that was touted, was it Bloomberg or that ran this or the Wall Street Journal? I'd have to check. But a study found that 96% of the tariffs were ultimately paid by the American consumers, not by the exporters. So when Trump and his people say that, oh, these tariffs, they don't raise taxes on the American people, they don't raise costs on the American people, that's nonsense. Of course they do. And then, you know, Trump will roll out a new rule. Well, we're going to drop tariffs on home furnishings to reduce the cost of home furnishings. Well, wait a second. You just said, you know, a week ago that tariffs don't increase costs. So obviously, if tariffs don't increase costs, then how can dropping tariffs reduce costs? You see, it doesn't work. But then again, Trump is not an economist. And Trump engages in what I call bluffoonery, which is this weird combination of bluffing everybody combined with technical buffoonery, because Trump doesn't understand anything about economics, obviously. He wants negative interest rates, which is insane. You know, his whole premise has been, let's just crank up the debt and we'll profit from other people's money. We'll have more debt as a country, or more debt for the hotel, or more debt for the golf course. And we'll just borrow from banks. And then, you know, we'll bluff our way to claiming we're the best and the biggest and everything. And, you know, that's his model. That's what he does. And that brand of self-promotion, it actually can work for a long period of time. But not when it comes down to the economic reality. And the economic reality is the dollar's collapsing. The world is moving away from the dollar. Everything that Trump has been doing recently with Venezuela or Greenland or sanctions or threatening Iran, what this is actually causing is the world to move away from the United States, to move away from the dollar, move away from trade reliance on the U.S. And what we're going to see probably soon is a massive global sell-off of U.S. debt. And we're going to see another wave of countries moving away from the dollar in terms of settlement. And so the U.S. economic situation is, it's going to get worse. You know, there's a snowstorm coming right now, a big ice storm. There's also an economic storm coming that's a much more devastating storm. And you see it. We all see it. We see what's happening. The economy is collapsing, or you could say eroding. It's not all at once, but it is accelerating in its contraction. And all that the government can do is give us a bunch of fake numbers to try to prop it up. Fake inflation numbers, fake unemployment numbers, you know, fake claims that the U.S. has the best military technology in the world, which it doesn't. It's not even close. It's all fakery, or again, what I call bluffoonery from Trump. He's the master of bluffoonery. And you're also seeing, and by the way, it's not just Trump. You're seeing how much of the entire system under Democrats and under Joe Biden was totally fake. You know, fake grants and all the money laundering through Minneapolis with the Somali community there, the fake leering centers, the fake childcare, the fake transportation. But this thing, this is nationwide. You've got fake climate grants, fake, you know, EPA was spending $20 billion on grants that were all fake. USAID, all fake. Nothing was as it claimed to be. Oh, here's a, you know, $100 million to feed children during COVID. Yeah, how many children were fed? None. So where'd the money go? Oh, yeah, well, you know, the pockets of the people running the scam. But that's the entire system, is my point. That's the entire system. Some people say, well, you know, financial fraud is like 30% of the federal budget. I think it's like 80% of the federal budget, actually, the more I think about it. I think it's 80% of the federal budget. Because how can we have $1.5 trillion funding the Pentagon now? Because, you know, Trump didn't keep his promise to cut military spending. He actually tripled down on it, technically. He promised half a trillion. It was going to cut it to half a trillion, but it's actually $1.5 trillion. So Trump has, you know, he lied during the campaign promises, and then he's made it triple what it was. But how is it that you can have $1.5 trillion in a Pentagon budget and you still can't build hypersonic missiles that work? Huh? How is that? Because the money's not going into R&D or weapons. Really, the money is all laundered. It's going into people's pockets. Some of it's getting funneled back into campaign finance. Some of it donations. Some of it's getting squirreled away as people just buy gold, you know, gold bars. The smart people are doing that. The whole thing is a scam. I would say the vast majority of U.S. government spending is a scam. And the currency itself, of course, is a total fraud. And that's why the system is imploding. So my message for you today is, this entire system is on the verge of collapse. And it's not all Trump's fault, just to be clear. You know, this has been going on since, frankly, Richard Nixon, 1971, took us off the gold standard. And ever since then, you know, I mean, you could blame Carter, you could blame Reagan, you could blame Clinton, Bush, both Bushes. Yeah, they all deserve blame because they've all done the same thing. Print, print, print. Spend, spend, spend. More debt. But nobody's done more of that than Trump. You realize that 25% of the national debt that exists today was created by Trump. Of all the debt of all time, a quarter of it came from Trump alone. One guy printing so much money and having so much debt that it's a quarter of all the debt. That's extraordinary. And it seems likely to me that Trump is going to be the last president of the United States of America, which is interesting because that's a prediction I made like 8 years ago. Although I thought it would happen during Trump's first term. So it may still be happening, but all, in Trump's third term, technically, because he did win the 2020 election also, by the way. Nevertheless, Trump could be the last president because this system, I don't know how much longer it can hold together. Then again, many of us who have thought the system would have collapsed before now, we've been wrong about the timing of that prediction. So maybe we're still wrong. Maybe somehow, you know, some kind of life support that can keep this thing going. But have you looked at the creation of the M2 money supply? Have you looked at the charts? You know, have you? I mean, things are different now. The M2 money supply is absolutely exploding. Money creation is off the charts. It's insane. You have fewer and fewer parties around the world who are willing to purchase U.S. debt in the form of treasuries. You got countries like Japan that are in their own crisis. They're going to keep selling off treasuries. China won't buy any new treasuries, period. All over the world, they're selling off treasuries. And so our own Fed has to print the money to buy the treasuries from ourselves. And the interest on the debt is going exponential to the point where it's absolutely unsustainable. The only way out of this is hyperinflation, massive currency printing. That's it. There's no other way out of this system. So that's what's coming. You can bank on it. I mean, that is 100% certainty. This system ends with hyperinflation and a collapse of the dollar currency. If you are primarily saving in dollars, you are going to be utterly wiped out. You will lose everything that's saved in dollars. It's a mathematical fact. And the current price of gold and silver demonstrate that. People who save in gold and silver are doing amazingly well. And so, by the way, for those of you who listened to me when I said 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, when I said buy silver, and you bought it at $18 and now it's $96, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you were wise to pay attention to that and to invest in gold and silver at that time. Your money has now more than quintupled in terms of the dollar value anyway, more than quintupled. And remember what I said this entire time about gold and silver. I said, I don't need it to rise in value. I just need it to hold value. Well, it's done more than that, hasn't it? It's actually gone up, which means it's outperforming by far almost anything else, including, of course, Bitcoin and almost every stock that you could name. And of course, treasuries or bank CDs or other kind of nonsense. Gold and silver are outperforming everything. And I think they will continue to do so for years to come. So it's not too late to get into gold and silver. My advice is, and I'm not your financial advisor, so don't take it that way. You know, get your own professional advice, do your own research, etc. But I suggest you buy gold and silver every month, regardless of the price, dollar cost average into it over time. You take, I don't know, 10% of your income or whatever, 5%, whatever you can work with. But I would suggest at least 5%. And you just buy metals with that month after month, year after year. And if you do that, you are going to be so far ahead of the game. Just like people are now who were buying metals a few years ago, like I was doing. And remember, 1 year ago, I very publicly said I bought silver at $30. And, you know, I vaulted that silver and because I don't own any stocks whatsoever. So basically, I put a chunk of my retirement into vaulted silver. And yeah, what do you think happened to that silver? Yeah, that more than tripled from just a year ago. And again, I think it's still going from here. You know, Gregory Mannarino, he was on Liberty and Finance recently. I enjoy Gregory Mannarino. I'm going to invite him on my show. I like his courage. I like his heart. I like his compassion for humanity. He's a real person who really cares about humanity like I do. You know, we operate with ethics and morals. We want to help people. We're not here to exploit people or surveil them or control them or depopulate them. We're here to help people. Well, he said he thinks silver is going to be $250. I think he said by next year. And his target was something like, I think he said $600 silver. That might take a few years to get there, but can I see that happening? Yeah, that's possible. I'm not predicting that. It's too many variables right now, but could silver hit 600? Well, I mean, frankly, as the dollar collapses, it's mathematically inevitable. Silver's going to hit 1,000. You know, gold's going to hit 10,000 and then 50,000. And, you know, as the dollar collapses, it kind of loses meaning, you know? But people who are left holding dollars are going to be the ones in food lines. They're going to be the ones living in tents because they lose their house. I'm talking about middle-class families, people who used to work at Amazon or Ford or whatever. They're going to be living in tents with nothing to their name. Their retirement will be a total joke. Even if they ever get their Social Security checks one day, which is highly doubtful, it won't be worth anything. You don't want to be that person. You want to be the person that has metal. So you can keep your house, and you can keep your automobile, and you can keep your lifestyle. You can afford to buy food. Because, you know, food has not gone up priced in silver. Food has become more affordable priced in silver. Food is only going up priced in dollars. What does that tell you? Hold silver, you're fine. Hold dollars, you're screwed. So, look, if you want to get gold and silver, the physical stuff, or have it vaulted, let me plug our sponsor, which is Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson and Chris Olson, who I've worked with for many, many years and I've interviewed many times. This is a high-integrity gold and silver giant in North America. And you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. That's metalswithmike.com. Use discount code RANGER if you purchase physical metal, and they'll waive the shipping insurance fee. And you could also check their prices, compare their prices. They also have inventory on a lot of things that are out of stock everywhere else because they are, you know, their sister company is one of the largest wholesalers of gold and silver in North America. It's not a small operation. They are actually a kind of a quiet giant in the metals industry. And reach out to them. Again, metalswithmike.com. You can either purchase online or you can schedule a conference with them and they will help you understand maybe the best strategy for you without any kind of bait and switch nonsense. I don't work with companies that run the gold retirement scams and sell you weird, oh, here's like, you know, 3-ounce coins that nobody wants and with crazy insane premiums of 200%, you know, no way, man. I don't mess with that. That's low integrity stuff. I had a guest on, Dale, was it Whitaker, who was the whistleblower about all that? And he used to work at a company that did that, and he blew the whistle. He's naming names of the companies that are scamming people, and it's bad. Situation's ugly. So avoid those scams. The trusted company is Battalion Metals. Metalswithmike.com is how you get there. Anyway, do your own research, and by the way, use our engine, brightanswers.ai. You can do a ton of research about finance and money and how to reduce risk and understanding everything about, you know, the way, what's happening with gold and silver and so much more. And I'm writing about economics. I'm publishing articles now very frequently at naturalnews.com. So you can go there and check out my articles every single day, naturalnews.com, as well as my videos on Brighteon.com. So thank you for listening. Take care.
The White House spins another tale tonight. Official numbers looking oh so bright. They say employment's climbing to the sky, while millions watch their jobs say goodbye. Inflation's tame according to their charts, but grocery bills are breaking people's hearts. 42 million don't know how they'll eat, but golden age speeches sound so sweet. Yeah. Scott Bessent counts his treasury dreams. Donald Trump believes his own schemes. A gaslight in the nation coast to coast. Living in the fantasy they love the most.
It's the economy in your head,
where the numbers aren't what the people said.
Yeah. It's the economy in your head,
where we're thriving while we're barely fed.
Oh. It's the economy in your head.
Real world's broken, but your stats aren't red.
Oh. It's the economy in your head. The economy in your head.
The tariff. tariffs came and wrecked the supply lines, destroying chains like falling dominoes in time. They print more dollars by the trillion load, while purchasing power hits an all-time low.
The envy of the world is what they claim,
but the world just sees a bully's game. They think the job reports are looking grand, while pink slips multiply across the land. Prices climbing at the corner store, but they insist they're less than before. And in universe inside their minds, while poverty increases in real time. Scott Bessent counts his treasury dreams. Donald Trump believes his own schemes. The gaslight in the nation coast to coast, living in the fantasy they love the most.
It's the economy in your head,
where the numbers on
what the people said.
Hey.
It's the economy in your head,
where we're thriving while we're barely fed.
Whoa. It's the economy in your head,
broken, but your stats are red.
Oh, it's the economy in your head. The economy in your head.
You can't trust government statistics anymore. Fabricated figures behind every door. Delusional fantasy land they call home, while the rest of us are left alone, living in the dream world. From the suffering we face today.
The economy in your head.
It's great in there, but we're filled with dread.
The economy in your head.
The real world's hungry, but your charts say fed.
The economy in your head.
An alternate universe where we're not bled.
The economy in your head.
Just the economy in your head.
Astaxanthin is nature's ultimate antioxidant. Experience the unmatched potency of one of nature's most powerful antioxidants with lab-verified astaxanthin supplements at the Health Ranger Store. Only at healthrangerstore.com.